So it's 11 o'clock at night, and I'm standing in the lower half of Prague's Václavské náměstí. It's quite a busy intersection, as you can hear. And it's also one of the places in Prague where there's probably the highest rate of prostitution on offer, or illegal activity in and of itself. And in this week's Talking Point, we'll have a look at some of what happens here with illegal migrants and sex workers. Among the many other changes to take place in the Czech Republic since 1989, this country has been confronted with rising prostitution and a new phenomenon, the trafficking of people. At the Ministry of the Interior of the Czech Republic, they have established a special department for crime prevention, which deals specifically with illegal migrants and the sex trade. Jitka Juričová, the director of the Crime Prevention Department, explains the situation of the Czech Republic with regards to human trafficking.
My jsme Česká republika, my jsme zemí jednak zdrojovou, to znamená, že
The Czech Republic is a source country, which means that people are taken from here abroad. We're also a transit country because we link the poor East to the wealthy West. However, we're also a destination country because as far as the prices of sexual services are concerned, the costs here are very reasonable for clients from the West. The economy is still on a different level than in Germany or Austria, for example, so the prices here can be one-third less, though lately they've also been rising since we entered the EU. The International Organization for Migration in Prague is one of the key sources of assistance for women who end up in the Czech Republic against their will, or discover upon arrival that promises of a job as an au pair or a housekeeper are non-existent, and that they are instead expected to work in the sex trade. Lucia Slatková, who heads the IOM mission in Prague, talks about what the situation is like in the Czech Republic with regards to the trafficking of people.
In the Czech Republic is, I would say, similar to other European countries. So if we ask if the legislation is in place, yes, it is in place. There are the provisions within the penal code to prosecute traffickers. There is also kind of a program or referral system to kind of help and assist victims of trafficking. Therefore, we cooperate with La Strada or Caritas. So there is protection services in place in the Czech Republic. Also, we do the safe returns of victims of trafficking to other IOM missions in the home countries that have or that manage the protection program and that have shelters and rehabilitation centers for their psychological help or medical help or social help and so on and so forth.
Now, is the Czech Republic a transit country for the trafficking of women, or is it a destination country?
The situation in the Czech Republic, I would call it the destination country more and more. On the other hand, we owe a lot to foreign women and girls because when IOM Prague managed the Raise Awareness campaign, the target group were Czech women and girls. So there was no information campaign targeting to foreign girls and women. And I think that we should do a lot in this term to inform them about the risks, myths and misconceptions that are here in the Czech Republic about the counter-trafficking situation.
Now, it sounds to me like you're describing a shift in terms of location or the destination of women. So the follow-up question to you then would be, where are Czech women being trafficked to primarily, if you have that information, and for whom is the Czech Republic a destination country, women and children from which countries?
Okay, if we speak about Czech girls and women, I have the information that they are mostly trafficked to Italy. At least we have some returns from Italy of Czech girls and women. Now we have the information from Sweden, from UK, and also recently we got the information from The Hague. If we talk about the Czech Republic as destination country, it is more and more about of the girls and women from former Soviet Union countries, I would call it Russian-speaking countries, mainly Moldova, Ukraine, but also from European countries, Bulgaria and Romania.
And how does the trade of women happen here? Who is running the show? Is this a Czech operation? That is, Czech men who are involved as the pimps, or are there foreigners involved in this happening as well?
Since we are dealing, or we are talking now, the organized crime networks, they are always involved the Czech men or agencies, because when you recruit, you have to have the local knowledge. So. Obviously, the whole chain or organized network is obviously not only from Czech origin, but there is the involvement of Czech men or agencies, because you have to have the information that are specific to the Czech situation.
Could you provide some statistics? How many people are we talking about?
I don't have any hard data on that. If we talk about those who were assisted, then for last 2 years, it was 35 girls and women overall.
And at the seminar on Saturday, you spoke about some of the conditions for assistance to these women. What are they?
The main condition in this referral system or in this program for protection is that they have to cooperate somehow with the Czech police, which means that they should be ready to provide some information and go to court and help with prosecution of traffickers. So this is very harsh and could be also very dangerous condition.
Given that this is a regional problem, what is the IOM doing to promote awareness of the issue of trafficking of women and children in the region?
There is no country in the region that was not providing the information through raise awareness campaigns. So in the region, all of IOM offices were providing this information through raise awareness campaigns. Some of the countries, some of the IOM offices are also service providers. So at some countries, there are shelters that are managed by IOM. Here in the Czech Republic, we rely upon the services of NGOs.
Where the sanctions against such crimes are concerned, Jitka Juričová summarizes the situation. Abuse of people for the purpose of sexual acts is punishable by several laws in the Czech Republic, and the most severe sentence is 5 years. Our criminal law also addresses human trafficking, and there the harshest sentence is 12 years. Unfortunately, our experience is that criminals don't receive the most severe sentences because there is often a problem proving the case. In one of the latest cases, a woman even testified in court, and despite this, her trafficker received only a 2-year sentence. So unfortunately, we have the same experience as in many other states, that the maximum sentence is not applied often and the sanctions are not high.
The problem with trafficking in human beings and the sex trade is surely something that the Czech Republic will be battling in the future as well.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes.